Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, Kevin here. Stay tuned after the episode for a new feature we're calling Off Broadwasted, where we bring you mini interviews from people who are doing amazing theater off Broadway, off Broadway, and other places around New York City. So check it out after the episode. But now, back to your regularly scheduled programming, Broadwasted.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we're going to journey to the past. Or should we journey on? How lucky you are, all 20 million people listening, to keep on standing all for you. It's possible that we pray to make them hear you because you're larger than life and fight from the heart. Once upon a December, I was having a hunch, and the wheels of a dream went back to before, but I'm just waiting for life. If the world were like the movies, I should have never let them dance. Nah, shut up and dance. Oh, the things you can think when there's a rumor in St. Petersburg. But we're all just alone in the universe and my nose ain't broken yet. So let it rain because I'm forever yours, Sarah Brown Eyes. I'm done.
Well done.
Thank you.
I like that.
Joining us today are the usual lucky stiffs and little dancers, including Kevin, a man of no importance, Jager.
I knew it would come in at least once.
And Kimberly, our what a game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I like that one.
Well, that's done. Really funny.
And with us today are a collection of interviews Kevin and I held with the current cast and creative team of Aaron's and Flaherty's Once on This Island revival.
Ooh. Yeah, we got to go to see their press event where they did a sneak peek of what's coming up next. And I have to tell you, you all need to rush and get your tickets. It's going to be a fantastic production.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to go, even though I'm the most excited about it.
So true.
It's very true.
It opens December 3rd at Circle in the Square. But to start off, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Scotch.
Ooh.
Dewars on the rocks.
That's fancy. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing tequila with a lime.
I have a gin and tonic, like always.
Beautiful. Okay, friends. Or the show.
That's enough puns from Brian. It's time to get to know Quentin Earl Darrington, who's playing Agwe.
We're here with Quentin, who's playing Agwe and Once on This Island.
Yes.
Fantastic job in the press performance just now.
Thank you.
So, how familiar were you with the show before you actually jumped on board?
You know, I wasn't that familiar at all. I didn't grow up knowing Once on This Island. I'd heard a few songs, you know, along the way, but it wasn't until I joined this cast that I began to research, you know, the show and go listen to the full story and read the full book. So, man, it took me on a journey. I'm still going on that journey today.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Now, if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only bring one cast album with you, what would you bring?
One cast album. Man, it has to be Ragtime.
Yeah, it is.
That is my favorite show in history.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a good one. Cool. And last question, after a long rehearsal, what is your like guilty pleasure snack or activity that you do to unwind or reward yourself for a long day?
You know what? I don't know if it's so guilty, but I love jazz music.
That's good.
And so I'll go hit up a jazz club and sit down and just meditate, relax, just let the music.
Go on the journey with the jazz.
Yeah, go on the journey with the jazz. I like that.
That's amazing.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, man, I love jazz. And I love great food, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm not eating, I'm going to go listen to some jazz.
Amazing. Well,
thank you so much.
Can't wait to see the show.
Thank you, man.
Cool, we're back. So, Kimberly, before we begin our game, I would love for you to explain it to everybody.
So we wanted to have a discussion about Aaron's and Flaherty, but we also wanted to play a game. So I've created just how to have a conversation, but also how to win a conversation.
So fancy debate.
Fancy debate. Fancy debate.
Conversation wars.
So I asked all three of us to come up with our top 10 Aaron's and Flaherty songs.
For the record, it is the hardest thing I have ever done in my whole entire life.
I literally just wrote it down.
You are running the marathon. I hope that's harder.
We'll see. It was one of those weird things where, like, I wanted to have, like, cool unknown songs in my top 10. But, like,
I kind of did that too.
When it comes down to it, like, there really aren't because I'm just like, I can't just, like, cut this song to, like, replace it with this song.
Right.
Oh, so you aren't cool.
No, I'm not cool. I thought it was going to be cool.
Great, I have some cool ones. We are taking our top 10 list, and we are going to write down on a master list anyone that we've all said. So if we all say the same song, then it goes. We're going to throw it up on the whiteboard, which literally we have one in this room.
Right.
But no markers.
And then whichever ones we've all said, we will go through and duke it out on how to rank those songs.
Great.
Love Sound it. Good?
Sure.
And we'll go from the bottom. Then we're here.
Great.
Cool.
So let's begin. Kevin, do you want to start with, does anyone have an honorable mention?
No, because we're not you.
No. So you have an honorable mention?
Yeah. What a weirdo.
Okay, then I do, actually. Okay. I have one that I held on to the end and finally had to cut.
Which was?
The Sad Tale of the Bosoms. A history lesson.
I was going to have that on mine,
That's
too.
A good one.
I think it's such an awesome, like, section of the show.
The
it's so good.
So good.
And I just, it's such a good melody.
Okay.
I'll make an honorable mention. That's literally a song that got cut. And it's going to be The Showbiz from Ragtime.
Oh, I
which is on
that.
My version of the Ragtime soundtrack, which if you've listened to a few of these episodes, you know that I accidentally bought the Out of Town soundtrack and not the Broadway cast album.
I thought you were going to say Come Down from the Tree.
Oh, I love that song so much. It was cut from
Once on this Island
and Audra did a recording
of it. How would I have
known
that? Oh.
Just YouTube holes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go down that particular hole.
I was there last night.
Such a good song.
But my number 11 is, or my honorable mention, which I've listed as 11, is Biggest Blame Fool from Seussical.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
Sure.
And before we move on, here is Kevin and I's interview with Michael Arden, the director of Once on This Island. He was an actor in Bear Pop Opera, Roundabout's Deaf West, Big River. But you probably know him mostly from directing the fantastic Deaf West revival of Spring Awakening.
We are here with Michael Arden, the director of Once on This Island.
Hey,
why do you think right now is an awesome time for this show to be revived and brought in, back into the theater landscape?
Well, I think this is a timeless show, so any time would be a great time for it to be seen. I think its message and its story is sort of needed at all times.
Right.
Unfortunately, we haven't reached the point where we treat each other as well as we can and give the love that we should. And so that, and then I think, you know, there's such devastation and disaster around the world, and we're dealing with so many injustices that I think it's important to show that we can rebuild not only with bricks and mortar and hammer and nail, but we can also rebuild through how we tell stories, the stories we choose to tell that can empower young people to believe that they can achieve their dreams and their hopes, and also inspire people to give as much love as possible, and that though they may not see a return of that love in their lifetime, it can grow into something they might never have imagined.
That's amazing.
And inspire others. And so I think that how we come together and how it accumulates is key.
Now, totally different note, if you were being stranded on a desert island and you can only bring one cast album, what would you bring with you?
Once on This Island.
There you go.
The new one that will be out in stores next year.
There you
That's
go.
The answer.
Thank you so much. We really enjoyed today.
Yeah.
And we're so excited to see the show.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
All right, Kev, start with 10.
All right, my 10 is a Seuss Kill song. I chose Sala Salu as my number 10.
Okay, so we have one for Sala.
My number 10 is Oh, the Things You Can Think.
Okay.
Because anytime I just say the title, it's stuck in my head for a week.
Sure. Yep. Sorry, everyone. My number 10 is Streets of Dublin.
What's that from?
From Man of No Importance.
Oh, I do know that song.
Stephen Pasquale sings it.
Yep, that's why. Mm-hmm. I've gone down that YouTube hole.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are on number 9. Kevin, what's your number 9?
My number 9 is...
Number 9?
Wheels of a Dream from Ragtime.
Okay.
So good. That Rosie O'Donnell...
Oh my God, when Audra opens from her head voice into the belt and beyond this lifetime, it's just like everything.
We got drunk at my beach house once, and we have the Ragtime vocal selections, and my dad handed it to my friend Emily to play, and literally just like me and all of my friends sang through all of Ragtime. So wasted. It was great.
Kimberly, wow. What's your 9?
9 is Once Upon a December.
Okay.
A little Anastasia.
Yes.
Anastasia. My number 9 is If the World Were Like the Movies.
You say that lot, like that all the time. Like that song title.
Such a good song
title.
You
use it for like a pun all the time.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And it segues right into If Movies Were Movies.
If movies were movies.
Before I move on with our spirited discussion that we have... They're currently having. take a listen at that time that Brian and Kevin went to see Once on This Island press preview without me and interviewed Alex Newell, who's playing Asaka. You might remember him from The Glee Project and being on Glee.
Hi, guys. We are here with Alex, who's playing Asaka in Once on This Island. So the first thing I want to talk to you is, what do you think this new production is bringing to the theater landscape that we haven't seen yet?
It's very immersive. No, we always see that on the stage. we bring gender bending and we bring a different... We take traditionalism, we kind of throw it on the ground, we stomp on it, we throw up on it, we throw some water on it, we bring it back to life, and we see what the new picture can be and the beauty that's there of it. And I think that's really what a revival should be, breathing new life and fresh life and making it completely new and different.
Amen. And if you follow the steps, that's the steps of resurrection.
Hello? Ain't it?
Now, what, after a long day of rehearsal, what would be like a guilty pleasure snack or
alcohol.
Like a... any specific cocktail? Like, what's your
alcohol.
Cocktail choice? Any of them.
Alcohol.
Just go for it.
Put it in front of you.
It's just best shaken on ice, stirred.
Anything.
As long as it's alcohol.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Still looking for the alcohol, too.
I know, right?
Yeah. We disappointed you today.
Just really tried my patience.
We try to make first impressions great.
I mean, first impressions can be tough. And when I saw you, I knew it. If your lack of alcohol wasn't enough, your last answer. Okay. Thank you. Cool. My dream role. My next dream role.
Great.
Thelma Von Tussle. We'll never play that.
Maybe one day.
You know what? If we just... Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Next time, come to the dressing room, bring alcohol.
We will. I
deal.
Will.
Thank you.
All right, Kev, you're number 8.
My number 8 is actually Come Down from the Tree.
Ooh.
The cut song from Once on This Island.
Ooh, look at you.
That Audra recording is incredible.
It's really good. Kimberly, you're number 8.
Why We Tell the Story from Once on This Island.
So that one almost made my list.
It's just so,
such a
like,
fun song.
It's such a fun song, and it's also just like, it takes you, it's, I appreciate when I am crying and then something happens so that I am not a bawling, sobbing mess when the lights come up in the house for me to applaud.
And they give you a tree!
Even though I still cry through that whole song because I'm just like, it all works out.
My number 8 is Alone in the Universe.
Ooh. So we really haven't overlapped yet.
No, but
at
we
all.
Will.
We will.
We're
getting there.
We're getting up there.
Okay, Kimberly, what is your 7?
20 Million People.
Oh.
I just listened to that today. I hadn't listened to it in a long time.
Is that Man of No Importance?
No, it's my favorite year. It's the opening number.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I remember listening to it like once. It's one of the only songs I really know from my favorite year.
I know that one. Larger Than Life
is a big one. Yeah, I love Larger Than Life.
Red light, green light, or pink light, green light, whatever it is. Whatever the colors are.
It's so good. It just sets everything up immediately.
Well, my number 7 was Notice Me Horton from Seussical.
Great.
Oh, that was almost on mine.
It's a really cute duet.
My number 7 is Journey to the Past.
Journey to the Past is actually my number 6.
Wow!
That's
our first double!
All right, guys, before we come back to our heavy debate, we are going to hear our interview that Brian and I did with Camille A. Brown, the choreographer for the upcoming Once on This Island. And we are here with Camille, the choreographer of Once on This Island. The first thing I want to ask you is, what is it about this score that really drew you and, like, inspires you to create movement?
Yeah, it's the beauty of the music. It's so full and rich, and it touches on all elements of and representation of the Caribbean island. So I think anytime we get an opportunity to explore a culture and its richness, I think it's a great opportunity.
And can you speak to choreographing in the round a little bit?
Oh my goodness.
Is this your first experience with it?
Yes, it actually is. And it's really inspired. I also choreograph for concert dance too. Mm-hmm. So when I first was told that I got this and that it was going to be in the round, I'm working on a new piece too. So I actually started shaping my new piece based on the round, mm-hmm. just to get a sense of, okay, what is this? Because you're exposed from all sides. Yep. So it's really about, wow, how can you keep this circular motion throughout the whole show? And the body's moving, but also the space moving in a circular motion too. So it's, and I'm still finding that. It's still something that it's like, oh no, that space, okay, I have to fill that, okay. But it's making me a stronger choreographer, and it's helping, and it's carrying over into my own work. So it's exciting. Yeah, it's cool.
One last question. After a long day of rehearsal, what's your favorite, like, after rehearsals treat or snack?
Netflix.
That's awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. We're super excited to see the show.
Thank you. Great.
My 6 is Make Them Hear You.
Make Them Hear You is 6.
But I also know the alternate lyrics because, again, I have the wrong cast album.
My 6 is Wheels of a Dream.
Ooh, so doubled up.
2 for Wheels of a Dream.
All right, now we're in our top 5. Kimberly, would you like to start with 5s?
Sure. Alone in the Universe.
Oh, we got some double.
It's just so sweet.
It's so good.
Alone in the Universe is my number 5 as well.
Whoa.
Really?
High five.
That's so funny.
High five.
That's so funny because I actually cut Sala Salou completely from, spoiler alert, it's not in my top 5, 4, but I cut Sala Salou completely from my list because I was choosing between, like, the two, like, soft, nice songs about, like, finding solace in something else.
Totally. I just think that, like, there are very few songs that can really tell the story of what it feels like to be a little kid who doesn't have friends.
Totally.
And I think that Alone in the Universe is such a powerful piece like that.
Yeah,
and
I love
giving
it.
The Horton voice to, like, it's almost like an It Gets Better campaign.
For,
like,
sure, for
in
sure.
In a musical. Yeah, I think that's incredible for a kid to hear.
I think that's a really good description of it.
Jeez, I need a break. I think we should listen to another interview that Brian and I did with the cast of Once on This Island. We're talking with Isaac Powell, who plays Danielle. Oh, yes, sir. All right, so we are here with Isaac right now from Once on This Island.
Yep, that's the only thing we're covering today.
Yep. And so,
are you broad-waisted right now?
Totally, man. Totally. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Of course.
So our first question is, what is it about this show that you think is really going to appeal to an audience nowadays?
I think there are so many things about it. It's all of the themes in it are very timeless. They're not something that's bound by any sort of time. Because the themes are their love and their forgiveness and their hope and their grief. And these are things that we all experience regardless of when we were born, who we were born as.
Totally.
I think these are themes that are accessible to people of from all different walks of life. And I think that this show has a gift to offer anybody who might come and see it, regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of ethnicity or social status or... You know, there's something for everybody in this show.
That's awesome.
Now, when you first heard this score, whether it be years ago or yesterday, what did you, what was your initial reaction to it? Like, what did it fill you up with?
This score has a way of building a momentum inside of you as you're hearing it. It really, really takes you on a journey. It's honestly remarkable what they were able to do with the score. It's a very exciting. It takes you on a ride. It sends you soaring, and then it crashes you down to earth, and then it builds you back up in the most gentle and beautiful way. Yeah. It's incredible.
Now, and what's your favorite ice cream flavor? How dare you ask me this question?
This is the hard one out of everything we've asked you.
God! I know, why is this the hard one? Are we talking ice cream or gelato or sorbet? Like, what are we talking?
It's up to you.
Okay, right now I'm really obsessed.
The world is your oyster.
Talenti makes this caramel apple pie gelato.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, and it's my weakness. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's really
so
good.
Amazing. And what would be your guilty pleasure after rehearsal? And you've had like a long, crazy day. What's like a guilty pleasure snack or thing you do?
Snack?
Or anything.
Or thing you do.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
That's definitely a snack. Like you can
it
definitely...
is a snack. That's like 12 snacks.
Right.
They're all a snack.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We're super pumped to see the show.
Yeah. Thanks.
Where are we?
Did you say year five?
No.
Four. We're on.
No, we're on.
You say year five.
Oh, All For You.
What's that from?
The duet from Seussical.
No, well, it's not really. It's just.
Oh,
her.
It's a solo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, there are
who
different parts.
Who sings that?
Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Oh, I don't know Seussical.
It's
that
when
well.
She says all the things she did. I take a lot of courage.
So good. And then she just opens up at the end.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, and then she comes down low and it's like,
oh, that is cute.
And I found your clover too.
Yeah, that is really sweet.
Because I went to Dr. Dink by the lake, and then like they pull out her tail. Like, it's so good, it's so good.
It's a good song.
Brian has been in Seussical.
I said, my tail is totally.
Yeah, so good. Okay, number four, Kimberly.
My number four is Journey to the Past.
Oh, here we are, Journey to the Past.
Was that the first one we've all said?
No, Illumine the Universe was the first one, and Journey to the Past is the second one.
Great.
Kevin.
My number four is Waiting for Life. From What's on This Island.
Okay. My number four is Back to B4.
Oh. A little ragtime.
Tough.
Okay. Well, what did... Kevin, what did you just say?
I said a little ragtime.
No, before that.
Oh, waiting for life.
Oh, gods.
Okay. Oh, gods.
We're in our top threes.
Okay.
Kevin, what's your three?
My number three is At Times Like This from Lucky Stiff.
Okay.
Ooh.
That is such a great character song.
That's a good one. All right, Kimberly, your number three?
He Wanted to Say.
Whoa.
From Ragtime.
Ah, yes.
Because it is just very cool storytelling.
That's the mother when she's with...
No, it's when a younger brother goes to see Cole House and... Emma Goldman is like, he wanted to say, and he says all of these like profound reasons he wants to help him, and then the end of the song, he just goes, I know how to blow things up.
That's right.
That's a really good choice.
Ugh, it's so good. I also know some alternate lyrics.
My number three is Waiting for Life.
Nice.
Amazing.
Such a good song.
All right.
Let's take another break to hear from Haley Kilgore.
We're here with Haley Kilgore, who is playing the amazing character Timoon. Fantastic job today, by the way. He sounded amazing. So what has this like whirlwind experience been like for you?
It's been magical, exciting, vulnerable, hard, amazing. That's five.
That's great.
Where does this, when you listen to the show, where does it live in you?
It lives in my heart, definitely. Sometimes in the back of my throat, because like... Timoon is a sing.
Yeah.
She is an actual sing, so it's like, open. Yeah, the show is, I have a family here. It doesn't even feel like work.
That's amazing. So. Now, if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only bring one cast album of a musical with you, what would that one cast album be?
Sweeney Todd.
Oh, good one.
Good one. Yes. Yeah. Have you done the show before?
No, but that would be my dream.
And after a really like long rehearsal, what is your like guilty pleasure snack or activity you do to like unwind?
No!
Tell the whole world we're blowing up your spot.
Oh god. I love Cold Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Colson's
so good. Cake batter ice cream with yellow cake pieces. I love it. I can't live without it.
Do you tip them so they sing to you?
Yes, when I'm there. Yeah. They have a new Uber thing now, so they can, they can deliver it to Colson, your house.
Do they sing to you at your door?
No.
I don't know how I feel about
but
that.
But you know what? You can be in pajamas and get Cold Stone, so that's all you need.
I know. I need to stop. But
cool. Last question. What is the one thing you want people to take away from this production of Once on This Island when they see it?
Open your heart. Be open to other people, to humanity. We have to come together to create change.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much. Great job, Sam. Absolutely. We can't wait to see the show.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
We are on our top two. Kevin, what's your two?
Number two is Your Daddy's Son from Ragtime.
Yeah. Kimberly?
My number two is Waiting for Life.
Oh, threes!
Threes!
My number two is Prologue, Ragtime.
Oh, that is so good. Like, the way that you hear that show.
Like,
totally.
Like, that, very similar to the things you can think. Like, when you hear that opening piano, like, I'm just, like, in. I'm in forever.
All right. When they move in, like, the three groups around the stage.
Yes.
And, it's so good.
It's
like, people call it Ragtime.
It's a perfect setup for anything.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. We are.
Yeah, they can write an opening number, man.
Yeah, they can really do it.
All right, number one. Who wants to go first? I'll go first for this
one.
Okay. Okay.
My number one is Make Them Hear You.
So is mine.
Mine is Back to Before.
Oh.
How fitting that the lady in the room chooses the ladies.
That's true. Make Them Hear You is just, unreal. It is.
And aside, and I'll be honest, what helps that song on my list is Brian Stokes Mitchell's voice. Yeah. In my ears, like singing it.
Sure, but find a recording of Quentin Earl Darrington singing it.
Yeah,
it is butter.
I also say that there's, I think it's Rod Dixon from Three Mo Tenors. Mm-hmm. I saw him when they were touring the country. They came to Jacksonville, and he didn't make them hear you because he was in the. I think he was like an unreal. So like that song just gives such an amazing place for someone to live. And how awesome to sing that song and then die. Like,
spoiler alert.
I know. I will fight for Back to Before. For being number one, because I was almost choosing between.
You should fight for it.
That's already.
I'm saying, but you just like made it a statement, like to warn
that
us.
That one didn't make my list.
I should.
Though.
I'm ready.
Okay. Huh?
That one didn't make my list.
I know. Though. That was crazy.
So I had it as number one because it is like an entire woman's life, and you watch her choose to not stay in it, which is not a choice that was acceptable.
Totally.
And you are, like, just watching her not only, like, grapple with her own emotions around her situation, but also, like, the social mores of what that means. And, I don't know, just something that...
Also, Maren Mazzie singing it, so, like, I'm in.
Right. Always.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, like, ugh. It's just so good. Christiane Noll was so good. Anyway, it was almost between that... Which I think is interesting of my, like, top songs from Ragtime. Because I was also thinking of Journey On.
What's that from?
It's also Ragtime. It's the beginning, but all of Mother's stuff.
Did you not
from
listen
Journey
to my
on.
Intro, Kevin?
Like all of Mother's stuff from Journey on, and I'm just like, how interesting that I like the beginning of her journey and the end of her journey. Like
that means they did a good job with point A and point B.
Oh, they certainly did.
Next up in our Tour de Once on This Island interviews is Philip Boykin and Kenita R. Miller. You might know them from Sunday in the Park, On the Town, Porgy and Bess, Ragtime, Merrily We Roll Along. Not, like, together. They haven't been in everything together.
And they've always played Tauntaun Julien and Mama O'Reilly.
Exactly.
In everything they do.
It was a weird Ragtime.
Yeah. Totes. Crossover episode.
Crossover, Aarons and Flaherty.
Hi, guys. We are here with Kenita and Philip. Why do you think right now is an awesome time for a revival of this amazing show?
Go ahead, Kenita.
I think it's an important time for the show because the show has so much heart, and it has such a strong heartbeat, and I think that's something that is timeless along with love. And we definitely need that now for reasons I don't know if we need to get too much detail about.
Right, and all of the natural disasters that are going on right now as we speak, and people still recovering, this story is about the perseverance of regular people making it through after terrible tragedies, and we all can need some encouragement.
And what do you want people to take specifically from this version of this production that's coming up?
As I was saying, no matter what life throws your way, you can overcome it, and you can succeed, and love always wins, and I hope that the audience learns that and takes that with them.
And if I can add to that, I think
you
that...
No, that's all the time we have. No.
I think that, technically speaking, this revival is different from the original because we are definitely trying to be authentic to Haiti and do it justice in its kind of it's the environment that we're getting to play in. It is definitely specific to Haiti, and I hope we do it justice.
Yes. Oh my God, we can't wait to see it. Thank you guys so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm going to read out our twos and threes in terms of like we doubled up or tripled up.
Okay.
Make them hear you.
We all said.
So that I'll give that a 3, just so we know that all three of us said that.
Cool. Okay.
Wheels of a Dream.
Only the two of you said.
That's 2. Alone in the Universe.
We all said.
3. Journey to the Past. That was 3. Back to Before. That was 2. And Waiting for Life was 3.
Are those only 3s and 2s?
Those are only 3s and 2s. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That are 6 songs.
So we have to put those in a top 5 order?
Essentially.
So which one gets honorable mention? Well, how high did we each have them?
I think that's fair to say. So Make Them Hear You were 2 number ones. And Kimberly, what was yours?
6.
Was a 6. Okay. Now, Wheels of a Dream, that was, Kevin, what did you give that one?
My 9.
That was your 9. Kimberly, what did you give that one?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. So, oh, right. So this was a 9.
Not that it's not wonderful.
And a 6. I think that was my 6. Let me double check. Yeah, that was my 6. Okay, Alone in the Universe. Where do we have that for everyone?
It was 5.
5?
That was for me.
That was my 8 and double 5s. Okay. Journey to the Past.
4.
4?
6.
6.
Because Christy Altomare singing that.
That was my 7.
God down.
Ooh. So good. Back to Before.
Kimberly's number
1. That does rank. Okay.
I pull some weight.
And for me, it was 4 because I did a funny pun. Because I'm an idiot. And Waiting for Life. That was my 3.
My 2.
3, 4, 2.
Okay. We are now ranking our top 5 Aarons and Flaherty songs based on our top 10 lists with a honorable mention. So
I think the honorable mention goes to Wheels of a Dream because only 2 of you said it.
And they were out of the top 5. I would agree. So at number 6,
right,
we have Wheels.
And then I think Back to Before goes to number 5 because
based on
it
numbers
wasn't on Kevin's list.
Okay. So
I think then Alone in the Universe goes to four.
Okay.
Journey to the Past is three.
Waiting for Life, and then Make Them Hear You is number one.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're following us along at home, six is Wheels of a Dream. Five is Back to Before. Four is Alone in the Universe. Three is Journey to the Past. Two is Waiting for Life. And one is Make Them Hear You. Before we move on, I'm going to advocate for Alone in the Universe to jump in front of Journey to the Past. I think numbers-wise, 4, 6, and 7, mm-hmm. and 5, 8, 5, 8, 5 is pretty similar. And I think that Alone in the Universe, I think there's, even though it's maybe not as popular as Journey to the Past, I think that's true. I think there's something so sweet and wonderful about like how comforting a song about being alone can be.
I mean, I'll agree.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like, if I saw a playlist with all of these songs on it.
Okay.
Which one would I click to first and then like hit shuffle from there?
I would, just from Journey and Alone or this whole list?
I would probably hit Alone in the Universe first.
Me, I would too, but I'm biased. Kevin?
I would too.
Okay, are we okay with bumping Alone in the Universe to three and bumping down Journey to...
Bumping
down Journey to four.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm putting Daddy's Son as five.
Kevin. So, as it stands, number six, Wheels of a Dream. Number five, Back to Before. Number four, Journey to the Past. Number three, Alone in the Universe. Number two, Waiting for Life. Number one, Make Them Hear You.
Cool. If you disagree with us, please let us know on the Twitters.
I'm sure a lot of you will. Yeah.
Fight for Daddy's Son with me, kids. Fight for Daddy's Son.
Well, before we head out, don't forget, Once on This Island opens December 3rd at Circle in the Square.
Woo-hoo.
We're super pumped for it. We'll be sure to bring you our thoughts on it as soon as we see it. Remember to follow us at Broadwasted on all social media channels. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe to us on iTunes.
5 stars, please.
That's for rating and reviewing. You don't give stars for subscribing.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Subscribe, please.
Remember, you can follow Once on This Island, Once Island B-Way. Again, at Once Island B-Way. Oh, excuse me. The liquor. But as we end every episode, we end it with a quote, and that quote is,
those magic changes.
Kevin, I was going to do Make Them Hear You.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you the quote, and I'm going to let,
it's just a test to see if you really know the lyrics.
Yeah. Do you know your daddy's son?
Daddy played piano. Betty's playing still. Mama won't forget him. Don't suppose I will. God wants no excuses. I have only one. You had your daddy's hands. Forgive me. You are your daddy's son.
Woo!
I don't know if that's really a woo.
Yeah, I don't care what she really is.
I was more cheering on
you. Tried to bury your kid.
Yeah.
Anyway,
on that note.
Have you guys ever tried to read the book?
No.
No.
Oh, I have the book, if you guys want to.
The Ragtime book?
Yeah, the original E.L. Doctorow novel.
It's also called Ragtime. That was really good.
It's good, but I tried to read it when I was 12.
Oh,
I have not read the Ragtime.
It is not appropriate for children.
No, it is not. She tries to bury her kid alive. Like,
also, there's like a lot of sex stuff that didn't make it into the musical.
Really?
But there was a, you know...
There's always sex stuff.
There's always sex stuff. On that note...
Zoo-doo-wop bomb.
Cheers.
Thank you, plastic cups.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to another edition of Off Broadway, where we're talking about all the amazing theater happening away from the lights of the Great White Way. I am here with Brian Russell Carey, and I'm here with Michael McCoy Riley from Red Roses Green Gold. How you doing, man?
Hi, gang. I'm doing great.
How are you doing, Brian?
Doing so good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good. Now, first, can you tell me a little bit about the show Red Roses Green Gold?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, it's a brand new musical featuring the music of Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter.
If you don't know who that is, if you've heard of the Grateful Dead, that probably would be something you would have heard from both of them.
Yeah, so it's a new jukebox musical, but it's actually an original story.
What would you say you would want audiences to leave the theater either thinking or feeling or experiencing after they've seen this show?
I think we're all on the same page here at the theater. We want everybody just to have a great time and sing along. And, you know, this music is such a ubiquitous part of the cultural backdrop. I think folks who don't even think of themselves as knowing this music are going to realize that they've been hearing these songs, you know, maybe in some cases their entire life. So in a sense, the show has this classical component to it, which is it's really a review. And
now your show actually just opened 1 week ago.
It did.
We're talking.
Yes.
What has audience response been like here in New York City down at the Minetta Lane Theater?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. I mean, we've had so many people who are fans of the band that have been come, and even last night I was talking to someone and he was like, I was outside and he was like, oh, I knew what the song was. The next song was going to be like within two notes. Like, I knew what it was. And he's like, even in the plot, he was like, oh, I know what song they're going to put in here. It's got to be, you know, Broke Down Pals. It's got to be The Wheel. Like, he knew.
That's amazing. Yeah. And the super fans will be able to predict what's coming next.
At 100%. Yeah.
Since you're playing a brother in the show,
yes,
I came up with a little musical theater brothers quiz for you.
All right.
To see how much you can get.
Great.
So, first question is, Angel and Colin shout out brothers when discovered kissing during La Vie Boheme in what musical?
Rent.
Boom. You got one. Yes. Right. All right. We the second one. Name the epic brothers duet between Archibald Craven and his brother, the Doctor, in The Secret Garden.
That would be Lily's Eyes.
Oh, you're killing it.
Yes.
Oh, musical theater aficionado.
Theater boy here.
Kane tries to talk sense into his optimistic, firm-believing brother, Abel, with what famous song from Children of Eden?
That would be Lost in the Wilderness.
Wow, you are killing it. Okay, yeah. So you're ready for the bonus question. So there are seven possible points here.
Okay.
Can you name the seven brothers from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Oh,
and
gosh.
And the hint is, they're in alphabetical order.
Okay.
And they're all Old Testament names.
Okay. Okay. Adam.
Yep.
Benjamin.
Yep.
Caleb.
Yep.
Ephraim?
Yep, that is one.
Okay.
You missed the letter, but yep.
Oh, you're right. David?
Ooh.
Daniel.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Daniel.
Good.
So wait. A, B, C, D, E. No, I already did E.
F.
F. Frank? No.
Yes,
I take that.
That's right.
Is it? Okay.
Right.
Gideon.
Yes, you just got all set.
Yes, I did.
You got a perfect.
I've never been
score
in that show, to be fair, but you know what?
You
I have lots
what
of friends that have been.
So there's also a musical theater aficionado on the stage when I come down here. That is so amazing. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Absolutely, thank
so
you.
So you can see Brian and the cast of Red Roses, Green Gold down at the Minetta Lane Theater. The show is written by Michael Norman Mann, directed and choreographed by Rachel Klein, and a shout out to lighting designer Jamie Roderick, a friend of mine who is an incredible genius, and I can't wait to see his work. They open on October 29th, and they have extended until January 7th at this point. So they'll be going through the new year. So definitely this holiday season, check out Red Roses, Green Gold.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.